Brief reports on the rest of this edition's news items. With local newspapers filling up on election news, there are fewer snippets of items you would have missed than usual. Halstead Holy Trinity Primary School has been praised in a new statutory inspection of Anglican and Methodist schools report. The inspection set out to evaluate the extent to which church schools are distinctively and recognisably Christian institutions. And the published report for the Church of England School notes strengths in its curriculum, values, staff and more. Revamp work on the skate park at Ramsey Road, Halstead has now been completed and visitors are welcome to use the facilities. Now Braintree Council is planning a community event and is calling on volunteers to help plan the celebrations. Meanwhile, renovations have now started on Weavers Park Skate Park at Braintree. The farm shop started trading at Petersfield Shopping Village in Gosfield on Saturday, July the 6th. It offers a selection of fresh, locally sourced items such as fruits, vegetables and dairy products sourced directly from farms across Essex and Suffolk. And alongside them, a variety of exotic fruits, spices and gourmet items from around the world. Forbesy Camps in Dunmow is running holiday camps to get children outdoors and offline this summer. They operate out of Great Dunmow Primary School and aim to improve physical and mental health by giving children the chance to exercise outdoors and socialise with others. Café Brazil in Malden High Street opened for the last time on Saturday, July the 6th. Rising costs have forced closure after 6 years in the town. A statement said, "In business, when the maths don't add up, there's no point to keep going. It was a hard decision, but the sensible one." Four new electric vehicle points have been installed at the Asda on Colchester Road in Heybridge. Drivers can now recharge while shopping at the supermarket. 6 weeks of the Beat the Streets game, aimed at getting people more active in the Malden district, has come to an end. In all, 5,227 people walked, cycled and ran 38,573 miles. Computer science pupils from Helena Romana's school in Dunmow visited the Centre for Computing History in Cambridge to learn how devices, programming languages and games have developed over the years.